double dip in the housing market?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Putnam Investments, recognizing the value of financial advice since 1937. Putnam Investments, a world of investing.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Home values fell again last quarter by about 3%. That's according to a report out this morning from the real estate website Zillow.com. For more on the report and what it says about the housing market, let's bring in Marketplace's David Gura. He's with us live now from Washington. Good morning, David.
Morning, Jeremy.
So I thought economists were talking about the housing market finally reaching a bottom this year. This report seems to indicate that's not the case.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the big factor here, according to the Zillow report, is that the government had all these incentives, big tax breaks for home buyers, and those expired last summer. And when they went away, you can just see this huge drop in sales. On top of that, it's become a lot harder to get loans, and 2 million homes are in foreclosure. I just talked to Paul Dales with Capital Economics.
Foreclosures just sell at a very, very discounted price, and that drags the overall price indices down. And it also has an indirect knock-on effect on other houses in the neighborhood.
And, you know, we have 1.5 million homeowners seriously delinquent on their mortgages. So, Jeremy, this report paints a pretty grim picture.
A grim picture, David. And is it grim from coast to coast, or are there regional differences?
You know, there have been some growth in cities like Dallas and Pittsburgh and here in Washington, D.C. These are places where job prospects tend to be better. There are fewer foreclosures. I talked to Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics, and he told me he expects things to stabilize in a year, and maybe prices will start going up 2 years from now.
Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. David, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, cocoa bean exports have restarted in the Ivory Coast. Shipments were blocked earlier this year because of political unrest in the country. And as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, the restart means a worldwide cocoa shortage could very quickly turn into a surplus.
Ivory Coast produces about a third of the world's cocoa. And this year, it's been rainy and warm there.
Just absolutely ideal weather conditions for West African production.
Commodities analyst Gary Mead says that's about to produce what Willy Wonka and company might turn into a chocolate...
A chocolate river.
That's the most fantastic thing I've ever seen.
10,000 gallons an hour.
Morningstar analyst Catherine Young says cocoa production could be up as much as 10% this year. Demand, though, wears Augustus Gloop when you need him.
Consumption has only increased about 3%.
Still, Gary Mead says even if conditions are perfect for cocoa farmers next year...
Lovers of premium chocolate need to be prepared to pay progressively more.
That's because the other ingredients in chocolate, namely milk, remain very pricey. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning. The rental car company Hertz is making a new $2 billion offer to buy Dollar Thrifty. Hertz is trying to outdo the $1.6 billion offer from Avis Budget Group. And I think I just named almost every rental car company there is. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow rose 54 points to close at 12,638.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
There's a billboard up on my commute to work that says Judgment Day is coming on May 21st. But apparently the big day for those who believe the end times are near is December 21st, 2012. That's the day the world is supposed to end. And these believers say there are going to be a handful of places on the earth that will be safe, including southern France. As Christopher Worth reports, the locals there are getting ready for an influx of visitors.
The tiny picturesque village of Bouguereau takes its name from the giant flat-topped mountain that towers above it. Population here is just 189 people. Dominique Le Mans is one of them. As he throws feed out for his chickens, he says peculiar things happen here.
I see in the sky a strange light.
Le Mans described a light zigzagging across the sky.
And I'm sure it's not plane, it's not Airbus or Boeing or helicopter.
Whatever it was, alleged sightings like this are becoming more common. The village has become a magnet for New Age belief groups who predict the world is going to end next year on December 21st. Some convince the mountain will be a landing site for UFOs rescuing people from the mayhem. The mayor, Jean-Pierre Delorde, says he's seen websites imploring people to go to Bucarest.
My concerns are simple. We can't accommodate people arriving here en masse. It would disrupt the tranquility of the town.
But even the mayor admits those newcomers could be a boost for Bucarest's economy. The local B&B is getting calls about booking rooms for the apocalypse, and others have begun moving to the area to start businesses.
Okay. I will try without.
People like Odile Masounad, who goes by her spiritual name, Amkara. No, that's not a UFO. Amkara specializes in sound massage, so I gave it a go.
Christopher is in harmony.
She places a big metal bowl over my head and begins ringing it with a mallet.
Now you let the energy coming up.
Omkara plans to open a spiritual center here for therapies like this.
People are coming here from all over the world, but here they are very afraid of all these people coming like this.
So afraid, the mayor says he may decide to block off the roads leading into the village next year. In Bucarest, France, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, there is a list out today that says Apple is the most valuable brand in the world. The Apple brand, just the brand, is now worth $153 billion, according to the consultancy Millward Brown. We've got the full list of brand values up at marketplace.org. Turns out the big losers this year are oil companies, big banks, and Nintendo. The value of the Nintendo brand is down more than a wee bit, 37%. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Technology is one of the heroes of the Middle East revolutions, but this hero also has a tragic flaw because it can help the bad guys as much as it helps the good ones.
Essentially, a lot of countries in the Middle East and Asia like to monitor all data in and outbound from their borders.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a double-edged social media sword. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.